Cash fed cattle prices gained on Friday. High retail beef prices underscore resilient consumer beef demand. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of March. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was moderate on moderate demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, FOB live prices were a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $186 a hundredweight, $2 higher in Nebraska at $187 to $188, and $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $188 to $189. Dressed delivered prices were mostly $6 higher at $298. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.12 higher Friday afternoon at $311.90 hundredweight. Select was 71 cents higher at $302.40. Total estimated cattle slaughter last week of 601,000 head was 18,000 head more than the previous week, but 27,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Year-to-date estimated cattle slaughter of 6.5 million head was 381,000 head fewer, or 5.5% less than the same time last year. Year-to-date estimated beef production of 5.5 billion pounds was 244.1 million pounds less, or 4.3% less. Strong cash-fed cattle prices and supportive wholesale beef values helped cattle futures close mostly higher Friday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 33 cents higher, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of 92 cents higher, from 27 cents to $1.80 higher, except for an average of 46 cents lower in the back two contracts. Corn futures closed 2 to 3 cents higher, Kansas City wheat futures closed 5 to 8 cents lower, and soybean futures closed 2 to 3 cents higher.
With a mission to share stories of the breed's rich history in the beef industry, the 1881 podcast is connecting you with the voices behind the bald face. To share the progress of operations across the country, we'll bring you content for cattlemen and women of all ages looking to learn more about the breed bringing people home. Join us for our latest episode of 1881, powered by the American Hereford Association and part of the Hereford Network.
Calves and feeder cattle continued mixed but mainly higher at the weekly Friday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 550 to 599 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing 600 to 649 pounds and 700 to 749 sold steady to $2 lower and then $2 to $4 higher at 750 to 799 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 to 699 pounds sold steady to a dollar lower and then $2 to $4 lower at 750 to 799 pounds. There are 4,448 head on offer. Also in South Dakota, at Herod Livestock Auction, steers weighing 600 to 649, 750 to 799, and 850 to 899 pounds sold $5 to $7 higher. There were instances of up to $10 higher for steers weighing 750 to 799 pounds, and there were 2,379 head on offer. Steers weighing more than 750 pounds sold steady to $6 higher at Lexington Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there were 2,294 head. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $4 lower and then steady to $3 higher at heavier weights. Steer calves sold $3 to $5 higher at Santa Teresa Livestock Auction in New Mexico. The exception was $5 lower for steers weighing 450 pounds. Spayed heifers traded $5 to $10 higher. There are 1,202 head on offer, all Mexican origin. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder steers and heifers sold $4 to $10 higher in Alabama, $2 to $8 higher in Georgia, and $10 to $20 higher in Mississippi. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday with the week's bearishness surrounding sticky inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 190 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 33 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 155 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed mixed from 22 cents lower to 14 cents higher through the front six contracts. Current retail beef prices and their premium to competing proteins underscore beef demand strength. The choice beef retail price was $8.08 a pound in February, about the same as the previous month, but 49 cents a pound more, or 6.5% more year over year, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center in the latest Livestock Monitor. LMIC analysts explain the all-fresh retail beef price was $7.83 a pound, a marginal increase from the previous month, and an 8.3% increase, or 60 cents per pound increase, over the previous year. More specifically, they say, ground beef was $5.13 a pound, up 7.4% from last year. Chucks and rounds posted year-over-year increases of 10.2% and 7.6%, respectively. Steaks posted a record high of $11.72 a pound, up 13.9%, or $1.43 a pound. On the other side of the fence, retail pork prices were down slightly. The February retail pork price was $4.76 a pound, down less than 1% from the previous month and the previous year, according to LMIC analysts. They say over the last 12 months, the retail pork price has ranged from $4.68 to $5.04 a pound, with an average of about $4.80 a pound. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.